From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Afghanistan's election watchdog is adding to the uncertainty surrounding last month's presidential election. It has ordered a partial recount of votes. It says it's found what it calls clear and convincing evidence of fraud. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in the Afghan capital.
Here in Kabul, the United Nations-backed Electoral Complaints Commission that has been tasked with investigating widespread allegations of fraud, they have issued an order to Afghan election officials to do a recount of a significant number of polling stations and a significant number of ballots. Exactly how many stations, they are not saying at the moment. They've conducted their investigation at this stage mainly in three provinces. One in particular that should be of note is Kandahar province in the south, which is that pivotal province that is the home province of President Karzai.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reporting. President Obama is preparing to speak to the nation's school children today. However, his speech has sparked controversy, with Mr. Obama's critics charging the president with attempting to indoctrinate children with a politically partisan message. NPR's Barbara Klein reports.
The speech will be broadcast in schools throughout the country, but many parents have objected to devoting part of the school day to what they call a political event. In response, some school systems have canceled the live presentation. Others are leaving it up to parents to decide whether their children hear the speech at school. Mr. Obama will call on students to do their best and point to his own life as evidence that hard work pays off. He will also tell students he's trying to get them computers and books to help them learn and is working hard to fix up their classrooms. Barbara Klein, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama's efforts to overhaul the nation's health care system will get a lot of attention in Washington today. He's due to meet with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid as Congress returns from its summer break, facing even less consensus on health care than when members left town in August. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
House and Senate Democratic leaders had hoped for relatively swift floor action on committee-approved bills when Congress reconvened, but raucous town hall meetings and sagging poll numbers may push back legislative action by at least a few weeks. President Obama hopes to give the health care effort new momentum with a speech to a joint session of Congress tomorrow night, and the so-called Gang of Six Senate Finance Committee members, three Democrats and three Republicans, are mulling over a new proposal offered over the weekend by Committee Chairman Max Baucus of Montana. But no one expects the health overhaul effort to be easy. If there is to be a bill, it could well take lawmakers until Christmas to iron out the final details. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
World stock markets are gaining ground with Europe opening higher today. This is NPR. South Korea is demanding an apology from North Korea after Pyongyang released a large amount of water from one of its dams, killing at least four people. From Seoul, Dwali Sai Kowtow reports.
Seoul's unification ministry said South Korea's government cannot accept the North's explanation that releasing an estimated 40 million tons of water downstream was not intentional. A government spokesman said the South demands proper explanation and an apology for the loss of lives caused by the North's water discharge. The flash flooding occurred when a dam in the North doubled the size of the Imjin River downstream near the heavily militarized border shared by the two Koreas. Three bodies of South Koreans have been recovered along the banks of the Imjin River. The body of a North Korean boy aged 4 or 5 years old was also found. South Korean troops, police, and rescue workers are still searching for three other missing persons. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Sai Kowtow in Seoul.
Firefighters are trying to stay ahead of that big wildfire burning north of Los Angeles. More than half of the fire has been contained, but there have been flare-ups delaying efforts to create a buffer zone to protect communities in the San Gabriel Valley. The blaze has blackened more than 157,000 acres, and officials say the cost of fighting it is approaching $58 million. Thousands of commuters in the San Francisco area are being forced to find another way to work this morning. Authorities say the Bay Bridge will not reopen as planned. They have been working to get the bridge open by today after crews found a significant crack in a steel link over the weekend. They've been working ever since to repair it, and officials now say they're shooting for tomorrow morning. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.